Enough is enough. That's the message from these protesters on the streets for a seventh day now. They're unhappy with some of the conditions in a proposal offered by French President Emmanuel Macron for their country to begin its long-awaited membership talks with the European Union.
I'm here to say no to that, like all other people here, because enough is enough. We don't want somebody to destroy our history, our future, because we are Macedonians.
Political tensions have been on the rise with violent nightly protests against the proposal. It would require North Macedonia to change its constitution to recognize a Bulgarian minority, protect minority rights, and banish hate speech. Demands made by Bulgaria. Political leaders of North Macedonia say the proposal is a reasonable compromise, accepting it neither as a historic triumph nor failure. But North Macedonians don't agree.
There's no way to stop our government because they are too corrupted. There is no democracy in Macedonia.
North Macedonia has been a candidate for EU membership for 17 years. The country received the green light to begin negotiations in 2020, but no date has yet been set. It hoped a 2017 agreement with Greece, which ended a decades-long name dispute, would open the door for membership talks with the EU. But Bulgaria stepped in, using its veto powers as an EU member state to block its neighbor from joining. Both nations have been locked in a bitter dispute about history and identity for decades.
For centuries we have been Macedonians, but now our government decided that we have started to be Macedonians since 1945. And what about our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and all of the people who gives them lives for this country, for this identity?
Bulgaria said that our language is Bulgarian, and you know, they changed our name a few years ago, and we are here because we don't like this. We are Macedonians, we speak Macedonian.
The identity of a nation these people refuse to compromise on. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.